Take it from the top.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Do 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 do.
Seven, one, two, five. Are we doing this right?
Oh, yeah.
Mine's not.
I feel like I could hit that shit. Look at that.
You feel like you hit the high
note? Get that on the camera?
Did you put Clamato in there? Oh, no, Tajin.
Oh, shit.
Is there a Tajin in there?
Modelo time.
I know. What the fuck? You're drinking Modelos?
Well, I did. I did yesterday because I was washing the cars. I just wanted something
chill,
cheap, but comes with a lot.
Yeah, I know what
you mean. You know what I mean? And I was just...
I still have Modelos left from when I moved in, Tony brought. Every once in a while, I just have...
Them?
Yeah, I think I have like four left. I'll just drink like one just to drink it.
But I noticed that they gave me a headache yesterday for some reason.
Yeah.
Is that something that they do?
That happens
to
me too. Like when I drink more than two, more than three, it gave me a headache.
I was not going to bet. Put them in the... I would drink one, I put it in the freezer. By the time that one was done, the one I'm drinking done, I'd go in there. Grab that one. I was just having the best time with my kids. Bro, best it's hard right now. Ever. These kids are getting bored.
Oh, they're still
there's
no
like
school
shit
no
to do. Even like going no to a park, and I take them to the beach. But I feel like no, I feel you, bad you when I don't when I don't when we don't do something during the day for some reason.
Where's
you know
that?
What I mean? No, I'm just saying it's if we're stuck at home, I feel bad that we because I know we could be doing something, but what? I don't know.
What do you mean? Like, there's a bunch of shit to do around here. You could go to the river, fucking.
But you have to plan that shit.
Go hiking. What
the, oh my god.
Melissa works on Saturdays.
Well, you can't go with your kids alone. You need her.
I can, but it's a hassle.
So what you're saying is you don't do anything because it's a hassle. That's what you're trying to say.
I'm not trying to go do adventures and shit. I'm just saying, like, let's go to the park and do little things, not go to the fucking mountains and hike and
take him Mount Rubio. That shit's easy as fuck.
I know, Mount Rubio.
Let's not talk about it. Never
take
mind.
Him Lake Paris.
Never mind. I forget I brought it up.
wasn't there some shit going down in Mount Rubio not too long ago?
Mm.
I saw some shit that, like, there was people up there trying to chop down the cross or some shit.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
Yeah.
For real?
Good luck. That shit's made out of cement or some shit,
yeah.
Isn't it?
They're trying to chop down the cross? The big ass
yeah.
cross?
Fucking
that was like a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Look that up, Mark. Mount Rubido.
The fuck?
Speaking about Mount Rubido, are we going to get fireworks this year?
No.
Nope. No? Because it forms
not.
A crowd?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mexicans are going to fucking make fireworks happen no matter what.
It was vandalized.
God damn, for the last 2 months, the neighborhood
know,
over Riverside County
shit.
Has been fucking blowing up. But they've been posting up like...
Last night I thought I heard gunshots. I got up and shit all
oh, yeah. But I heard that shit.
But I guess
fucking
it was firework, Black Cat.
They've been posting up like the cops, like, well, on Facebook. Like, if you're from wherever city you're from, like, they're catching mad people. Like, they're
check
straight waiting for the first one to pop up, and then they send the city vans, you know, the city cars that have no like signs or whatever. They roll through the neighborhood, so
like
people just
covers?
Think it's normal cars, and then fucking cops come out
oh,
and just fucking
shit.
Arrest your ass. And if I heard, what I read, it was like depending on how much fireworks you have, it's $1,000. Like the beginning. So if you say you have like, I don't know, a bag of A-80s, depending on how much explosives they're looking for, it could be like up to $4,000 for one bag of A-80s. It's fucking nuts, dude. Imagine that shit. You're just like,
shit is bright.
Let's go fucking, let's just go pull up some fireworks. Next thing you know, you're in debt $5,000.
Fuck
that shit. But I still want to do it.
I was just going to say a Chris D'Elia joke, but now I can't.
Because it's not bright. It's dim now.
Yeah,
so many dents.
Because every time he would put on his sunglasses, the fighter kid's like, "Why do you have your fucking sunglasses on?" Because my future's too bright.
Your future's fucking. Your future's
but,
dim
you guys
as fuck.
Think we're
right
like
now.
Stupid with. We're not. I mean, we're technically indoors, but we have the sun facing us because we're in a garage and the door is open.
I wouldn't
you
say
what?
It's a garage.
Or
what would you call this?
Or
a hanger?
A hanger? A mini hanger?
Or to our two fans? Just don't fucking worry about it. It's our lives.
So speaking about the cross at Mount Rubido, I guess it was vandalized.
What's
in the latest rebuke of Saint Sarah Legacy, N8 land. That's like a native land, right?
Is it?
I think so.
Let's
that's
read.
What I think so.
Oh, probably because
he was
the
a pedophile.
Missions?
Sarah was a pedophile murderer.
Well,
so yeah, Christopher Columbus, Confederate generals have been honored with statues. Yeah.
Oh, okay, because that's been happening a lot. So, I mean, this is not really...
Oh, because of the been, history of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, their history. Oh, that, you know, that's why they've been taking down certain fucking statues, yeah. Confederate ones especially. But
the big recent one was the John Wayne Airport.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. So John Wayne, they named... I didn't know this. They named the airport after him in Orange County. I thought it was probably some other John Wayne, but... Yeah, it's after the fucking the celebrity.
What other John Wayne?
I don't know. Just some guy in history. Some fucking old fuck. I've
met in my life.
Some guy that used to write with the feather. I don't know.
Met him, but knew about him.
But, yeah, fucking John Wayne. I didn't know he was that fucking racist.
Yeah.
He used to say...
He's fucking racist.
He had a Playboy interview. I was reading that link I sent you guys. He had a Playboy interview, and they named the fucking... the airport after him after this interview, which is crazy. In the interview, he said... In the interview, he said, I'm going to repeat that again so you motherfuckers don't say I said this. He said, he's like, black people shouldn't have any authority or, like, be in power until they get educated enough. Wow. And then he said, I don't feel bad that slavery happened. And then he also said something about, he doesn't care that we took native land. All this in the 70s, Playboy interview, and then they named the airport after him. So they're thinking of changing it to Orange County Airport.
Fuck, I feel like they're gonna change a lot of shit.
Yeah,
because everything is basically like
has some bad kind of
racist.
Yeah, everything is fucking racist shit.
Everything has some attachment to Disneyland. Something racist.
What was with Disneyland?
Disneyland, they're changing the water. What is it called?
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain, because
to Princess and a Frog.
Yeah, because it was themed after that. It was themed after that one movie that they stopped airing, right? Because it was on a plantation.
I don't know. I don't know the history of it.
Look up Disney plantation movie.
I do know that.
Please.
This, that's been, they announced it recently,
yeah.
But for things like that to be like made shit to happen, It's been in the plans for years.
Oh, so it's
years.
Been in the works.
Yeah,
so
it's been not, in the works for fucking years.
The media just brought it up.
Yeah, it got brought up at the fucking wrong or right time, yeah. I guess, but it's been in the works.
Or it could be a PR thing, like, hey, we're changing it because of this.
Yeah. No, it like, it's been in the works for fucking years.
No, but like, I'm saying, like, Disney helped announce it.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, we're fucking making
that.
Changes
too. Yeah.
This so, right here, Song of the South. It's a movie.
Song of the South, yeah. So this was on a plantation.
Oh, yeah, there's a...
Well, I mean, if they're gonna do all that, like, there's so much cartoons, like, not even just Disney that's fucking racist, like fucking like Johnny Gonzalez, fucking
Speedy Gonzalez,
Speedy Gonzalez. But there's another.
Damn, you're racist.
There's another one. No, there's another one where it's two mice, and then they work with each other with another one, and he's dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
And they make him seem so fucking dumb and uneducated, and he's the one that sounds the most fucking Hispanic in their eyes and shit.
Yeah,
like he's always like, "Well, I don't know, señor," but and the other two speak perfect English and they wear the sombreros and all that, and the other one's just dumb as fuck. And he's always like the one that is the fucking.
And if you think about it, a lot of like people when they say dumb jokes like that, it probably just came from like watching those dumb cartoons.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know? Like that's where they get those, you know.
Yeah, but Disney's been the most racist thing they've done.
Racist try to, and drugs.
I know, but they try to price out
pedophile shit.
They try to price out everybody, well, the lower class, where they couldn't. They try to hire everything, so they couldn't afford to even go there, so to bring down the population.
It's also really expensive to run that park. It's not like that park's fucking like it doesn't take anything. Like they have mad employees, all the electronics, all the maintenance. Fucking they're building on it. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that justifies the price, but. It's not going to be cheap regardless. That's a fucking big show they're running there every fucking day.
So they put thought into it, like, to do some racist shit.
No, I'm just saying, like, because he's talking about the cost of it. So he's
no,
saying
but they
the cost
something.
Of it is to bring fucking, like people that can't afford it out. But I think the cost has a lot to do with fucking what it costs to run that park and also use some of that money to fucking expand the park. But I don't know. The one thing that's crazy about Disney that I read recently was the fucking it was the FBI or the CIA during one of the big wars, World War II or whatever, they actually worked with Disney to help fucking create cartoons to get the morale
propaganda.
Up. Like,
propaganda.
Yeah, propaganda. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I'm sure that shit works.
Yeah.
100% that shit works. Because when they do that, it's not just Disney. They just don't go to Disney like cartoons. They also go to like making movies and like songs and like shit like that to pump everyone up.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, I remember the most patriotic I felt in my life was after 9/11.
That's when the Patriot came out. That's when I fucking wanted to join. Just because it's stupid. Mel Gibson.
I remember fucking being excited when we bombed fucking Baghdad. And obviously, I didn't know shit about politics back then or anything. Bombed
over Baghdad.
But I just remember thinking, I was happy like, as shit us versus fucking
we won the World Series
guys.
That day. And the next thing you know, they cut it. Breaking news. We're at war. We're like, fuck.
I remember when they got Bin Laden, or I think. Or who was it?
His sons. Saddam Hussein's sons.
Yes.
Or they
got someone big. I forgot, but we were at Buffalo Wild Wings, and it came up on all the
like
TVs.
Like recently?
No, back when Obama was president.
Oh, Bin Laden.
Bin Laden, yeah. And we were at Buffalo Wild Wings, and everyone started cheering and shit.
Supposedly, they didn't actually kill him.
Yeah.
He's in Guantanamo.
Did you guys see when they hung? Have you seen that video when they hung Saddam Hussein?
Yeah.
Like, that shit looks crazy.
Is that where they, like, at the...
He was
public,
basically
like,
in a
shoved
hole.
Shit up his ass and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
When they took his body down and they were dragging him through the streets.
No.
Maybe. Or that was someone else then. Some leader like that, they did that too.
I don't know who that was, but I think Saddam was in the... They put him in the ocean or some shit.
No, you see, you're confusing him. Osama bin Laden.
Oh, that was bin
Laden. They killed him. they killed him at his compound. They took him. They got him on a Navy boat. And they fucking said... It's the proper thing to do so we don't fucking offend anyone that they threw him in the ocean and buried him that way. But there's this guy that was in the military that's a sniper that I worked with for a little bit. He's like, that's funny. You watch the CNN, I do, huh? And then he's basically saying, like, you really think they fucking killed him? Of course they're going to torture and fucking and try to get information out of him. Fucking they're just going to fucking say they threw him in the ocean.
These like, movies are real out here. These movies are based like, on shit.
So
you know what I mean? So
but Saddam was...
I believe everything.
He was hiding in a hole, and they found him, and then they fucking hung him, like a public hanging, like on some crazy shit.
There's some dark shit.
Those videos are crazy.
But it's crazy, like, the life that we live, there's just other shit going on that we would never even know or think about.
And yeah,
like, stuff like
nuts.
That. Like,
well, 2 days ago, they
spies
in
Mexico,
they tried
shit.
To assassinate... A high, I think it was like the public health, someone high in the government, they fucking ambushed them and just, it was like straight up like John Wick shit. Like they fucking beat the shit out of that car and all kinds of cops got killed and all kinds of crazy shit. Like these fools rolled up in a, not a dump truck, but a flatbed and then like the car was rolling through and then they just dropped the little door and they all came out. Fucking crazy. I remember I tagged you on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a video?
Yeah, it's a couple of videos. But shit like that's going on right now, this day and age, COVID, all that shit.
I mean, that's not even that. Like I took that fucking class today because it's America. And fucking...
is that a magnet?
Yeah, it's my fucking shell, dude, from shooting today. But so that dude that's a fucking ex-cop or whatever, he was just talking about crazy shit, like in the Bay... How they kidnap these women and how they do it. Like how when they're grocery shopping or whatever, one guy walks around, the other guy does this. And then when she gets in the car, the other guy gets in the back seat. And then the dude watches while he fucking restrains her, puts her in the back. And then the guy gets in the driver's seat and takes off.
Melissa brought something up like that. I guess because at Stater Brothers, they were having some issues where people were tying the carts to the driver door. So that while you're messing with that, they're able to grab you and then throw you in your car.
Oh,
I'm like, fuck, that's nuts.
So this is fucked up. So they were saying, like, they in the Bay, they take these girls and then they take them out in the ocean because there's a lot of boats out there. And then they fucking sell them off. They rape them. And other people show up in other boats and then they rape these girls. It's a brothel at the very end. They just throw them in the ocean. And there's a type of fish there that fucking eats them. I'm like, that's
what
so fucking... He's like, it happens all the time. Like, he was telling his dark fucking stories like that. There's this shit that happens even out here in Corona. They're saying that people dress in black, they just walk across the street at night, and you're like, what the fuck? And it's usually girls. They'll stop and then slow down. And while they're occupied looking at them, that's when the person gets in the back of the car and gets them. Like, there's, like, all these different tricks. I'm like, fuck, why you're a cop? Like, no wonder they're on edge. So much fucking shit that they see and bullshit. But Yeah.
Cruel world out there. Sick people out here, Warren.
Yeah. Well, that's why, bro, I stick to it. I look when you're at the ATM, drive through, or anything, you always got
to
look.
To fucking kidnap people can someone?
Run up. No, but I'm you saying people can run
do
up.
Do what, fool?
No, people can run up on you. People ask me why I do that shit.
Confessions
all the time.
And shit.
I wouldn't be able to kidnap nobody. It's too much shit you have to deal with.
Only Joey Diaz can do that.
You have to feed them.
No,
make
don't.
Sure they're not bored.
Just give them water.
Make sure they're not bored.
They can survive for like 2 weeks with no food.
Yep. 30 longer. Days, right? Without food, or is that water?
Water.
Corey just did it for what? He didn't eat for like
21 days.
Damn, just.
Just water and vitamins.
Just because he wanted to?
Hmm?
Yeah. Just because he wanted to? That's why he lost to? All that weight.
Oh. I thought he was just doing it because he was trying to train for something like
no,
fucking
he was trying to
Desert
lose,
Island or
he was trying
shit.
To lose a bunch of weight.
Lose weight. It's also like a reset, right?
How big was he?
He was around 280.
Damn.
270, 280.
How much did he drop during that time?
Fuck.
100 pounds.
A lot. Yeah.
It was a lot.
Because he looks thin now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. He's at like 200, like 210, 200 right now.
Yeah. He's gained a little bit since then.
Yeah.
Because of the whole COVID shit. But
oh, yeah.
You did it for a while, and I remember you would lose weight when you were doing that too.
Yeah, the longest I've gone was I think 7 days,
a week.
Yeah,
shit's brutal.
Yeah,
shit must be brutal.
I want to lose weight all the time, but then
it's not that
food's good.
The first time I did it, it fucking sucked. Good. I did it for the first time. I did it for 3 days, and it fucking sucked balls because back then I was like pre-diabetic and all that shit, and.
Well, it's good then because
it fixed it.
Yeah.
But it sucked. Like, I felt like shit for 3 days. Like, I felt like I was hungover for 3 days. That fucking sucked. And I was hungry. Like,
yeah.
But after that, I did another one for 5 days and it wasn't as bad. Like, the second day, I felt like I was kind of hungover. And then after that, I felt fine. And then it was just dealing with, like, it wasn't really hunger because the hunger goes away. It was just cravings.
Mm-hmm.
It's all mental. Like, it's like you're only hungry maybe a few minutes out of the day. Like, your stomach growls, but if you, like, slam a glass of water, that shit goes away.
Mm.
And all of a sudden you're not hungry, but you do have cravings. Like, you're just fucking craving random food. Like,
pizza sounds good.
Yeah. Like, this sounds good. That sounds good. Blah, blah, blah. But. You don't feel that hunger anymore, like that the stomach growling, that fear, that weird fucking feeling that you get.
Yeah, I had that this morning.
That goes away. Yeah.
So what about when you actually decide to eat? Do you do the whole soup and then eat, or do you just say fuck
no.
it? Tacos?
Well, no, because I've only gone like the longest I've gone was 7 days, and you're supposed to do that. I ended up cracking a beer open and had that, and that was a big fucking mistake because that shit hurt my stomach for like 10 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So what like beer did you have,
the
though?
First thing, that's I don't crazy. Know. The first thing I had, though, was a beer. Like, I cracked it open, and I took a big old sip, and all of a sudden, my stomach just went...
Your body's like, really?
Yeah.
You poison?
You're supposed to ease into it and have soup and broth. Yeah. Like, just...
Because I've heard, like... my parents, like my dad and uncle, talk about shit like that because they did it because they didn't have money when they were kids. So it was like they were trying to make a joke out of it. Like, oh, remember like when we were this and this, like we didn't have nothing to eat. And then like a week later, we got something and we try to eat all of it and our stomachs fucking hurt. And then we learned like fucking after this week, we got to eat a little bit and then ease into it. And I was like, damn, that's fucked up. But funny at the same time, like,
it's you got to eat slow. You got to start with broth and then go to solid food and then go to, like, just regular food.
What's the difference from solid food and regular food?
Just, I'm talking about, like, little bits of solid food. Like, simple, like, maybe some steamed vegetables to, like, actual just, like, a sandwich, pizza, whatever.
I was kind of curious. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
You're eating something I haven't tried.
Yeah.
Because I've also seen that, like, on documentaries, like, when they have, like those, like, really poor countries when they go and they try to help them give them food, like they give them rice and like beans, like a little bit for to get them used to it, because that's how they get bloated too, because they haven't ate, so they're all this stuff inside is like making them bloated, like air and like like I don't know, random shit. I don't know, I'm not a doctor.
Their stomachs just get fucked up
because they get all fucked up, so you got to eat little by little, and then because you also get diarrhea, because your body's like not used to fucking eating, so you just get.
Don't you get like, I mean, fucking TMI, I guess, but when you fast, isn't your shit like all weird?
Yeah, yeah, it is, because your body goes into ketosis, so it starts to.
What's ketosis?
Ketosis.
It's yeah, you know, bread or sugar.
Your body goes into ketosis, so it starts to burn. It starts to eat itself.
Burns fat.
But it's eating all the fat that you have.
Oh.
But when you're just destroying a bunch of fat, like you're just melting butter.
Mm.
So what's your shit gonna be? Melted butter, like it's
water and shit.
Yeah. So
it's like when you take those shit pills from Mexico.
Yeah, it's like after after like
I took some the other day.
These
oh
fucking
my God.
Pills, dude. My parents would get.
I still fucking, have some.
You take one
like
or
laxatives?
Two
laxatives.
Yeah, they just clean you out. They're like detox pills. But do you like
you go three
you've
times?
Ever, you've, I'm sure solid. You probably bought some at like a fitness place, right? You never gotten detox. Mm-mm. So detox pills like those, I've tried those and. Yeah, they kind of clean you up, but those Mexico ones, dude, it's like a fucking waterfall coming out of you. It's fucking weird. Yeah.
But you feel good afterwards.
You feel like literally amazing.
But
afterwards.
How long does it? How many times do you have to do it?
Three times in the morning. Well, to me, it's three times in the morning. Like you wake up, you gotta go.
You feel like as soon as you feel light that, on your feet. You
as,
feel all
yeah. As soon as you feel that, you feel it in your stomach. You're like, all right, get the fuck up and go now.
Yeah,
and
there's no like I'll go in a bit. There's
no,
go
no.
now, motherfucker.
Go
or else you're
now.
Fucking
you go.
Make
you
a mistake.
Take your shit and then. Fucking out of experience, just sit there for a little bit. Sit there for 5 minutes, watch a video, and then you go again. And the third time, like it'll just hit you like random, but at the same time, you're like, okay, I gotta go now. And then that's the last.
They're
time.
Consecutive or three?
The first, the first two times are consecutive.
Well, it just depends on your body. I guess. I don't know, but
depends.
It just crazy. Those shit
yeah,
work.
I gotta go to work, so I don't want to have to do all that shit at work.
You can get away with it.
Well, do it at fucking
yeah.
On the weekends.
Imagine that sucks having diarrhea at work. Fuck that, dude. Yeah.
I'll go sit on my ass all day. That would suck.
Dude, speaking about that, I had a weird experience the other day. People are not doing it right. Fucking okay. Let's say you're taking a shit at work, right? When you're taking a shit at work, most jobs have like what, two stalls? Well,
handicap.
Two or three, and then a urinal.
Or if there's one urinal, I mean, there's two urinals and one stall. Okay, man rule. I think it's a man rule. If you go in there and see someone taking the shit, you're not going to wait in there, right?
No.
Even if there's two urinals, like you're going to take a piss in one urinal, but the other person's still going to wait, right? You're not going to go next to them.
I don't go next to people. I'm the only person.
What do you mean?
If there's two urinals and someone's taking the piss in the urinal, do you go into the next urinal or do you wait?
Yeah. I go into the next urinal.
But if there's no wall?
If there's no wall?
Yeah.
Don't look at my shit.
If I really have to fucking take a piss,
then
yeah.
If you really have to, then yeah. Yeah, but so okay.
You look like a bitch if you walk out.
Yeah,
no,
you're like,
stand
there. You're your dick.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about like, you just stand there and wait for them to go? Like, do their shit and then leave? I do sometimes. Like, it's fucking weird.
If there's two urinals... And one person's already there. I go to the second one. But if someone's taking a shit, I'm not going to wait for them to finish taking a shit.
I was taking a dump, right? Chilling there, taking a dump. I didn't hear anyone fucking come in. And then next thing you know, I see feet. I was like, what the fuck?
That's fucking
like,
rude.
Like, just standing there. I was like, what the fuck? So I flush. Like, let them know. Like, I'm
someone's
in
here. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, that people thought, like, oh, you're almost done.
No, like, that's the rule. As soon as you fucking hear that door open, you flush.
Just let someone know, yeah.
Someone know. So, like, you hear the door open. I didn't hear the door open, but I saw feet. So, I pressed the flush, right, whatever.
That dude really had to go.
Waiting. And then, no, check it out. This fool was fucking, I see him, and he's just standing there. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? So, I flush again, and then I don't see feet again. I'm like, oh, he probably left, right? So, you know, do my thing, whatever. I walk out, and he's, like, hunched down on his phone playing a video game. Like, right next to the door.
Sitting there?
What the fuck? Yeah, and I straight up told him. I was like, dude, do you just fucking like to smell my shit or what? I don't know who he was. Like, some random fool. He's like, oh, man, I thought you were almost done. I was like, dude, I gave you the first flush, like, to let you know. Right? Go kick rocks. Go somewhere else. And he's like, oh, man, my bad. I was like, and why the fuck were you sitting on the ground in the restroom? Like, that's fucking nasty.
Full conversation.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, oh, because he was... one of those weird ass kids, like fucking one earring, fucking long hair to here, fucking looking like Martin and shit.
I have two earrings. I don't have long hair.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird as fuck. Like, why are you going to be fucking sitting there, you fucking weirdo?
But yeah, if you're waiting for the shitter, go the fuck back outside.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't stand there and wait.
I thought you were just talking about the urinal. If there's two urinals, I'm going in the fucking
urinal. If I gotta take a piss, I gotta take a piss.
Yeah, yeah. I don't give a fuck who's next to me.
But if there's one urinal, will you wait? Like, right next to the... Because
no.
Sometimes it's like the urinals are like the
little I'll wait by the exit or wait outside the door.
But there's people that wait behind you. Like, if you're at a fucking baseball game and shit.
Baseball game or fucking club or whatever. Yeah,
like, there's no rules at any sporting thing or any, like, Buffalo Wild, any bar. There's no fucking rules.
The weirdest thing is when they have those
get
like,
in where you fit in.
Those they're almost like bathtubs.
Oh yeah,
where you pee in those things.
Oh, troughs. Those long things.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Ice troughs with ice.
Yeah, yeah. You're like,
I like those because I usually go back and forth. Like
those are like the Mexican. When I used to go to the clubs in Mexico when I was younger in high school.
Oh yeah,
we'd go to those L.A. Mexican clubs where they'd have like
chicks on their shit. Used to go to Maya and shit in L.A.
No, well I don't. It was just like a big old warehouse.
Yeah, Maya.
And that's where they'd have like the troughs, things like that.
Troughs with ice.
Yeah, but someone's taking the shit. Get the fuck out of the restroom.
Yeah,
don't be a fucking weirdo and fucking sit there and play games.
How many things do you put down?
No, I think the
two.
Yeah,
I put two.
Do you guys make? Do you guys make wipes? Like, you guys grab some paper towels and wet them, and then
I have some dude wipes, son.
But if you don't have dude wipes, it's the best way to go, guys.
Fuck it. What was I going to tell you?
Do the toilets take that thickness of the...
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to wipe my ass.
Yeah, it sucks. Is when people come into work, my experience, I'll be using the restroom. Someone will go in there and they start fucking doing their hair and shit in the mirror to get ready for their shift. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, fucking in here taking a dump.
Dude? So
I guess I could relate to that. Yeah.
That's weird.
Because a lot of dudes ride like motorcycles and shit. Yeah.
My buddy tripped up.
You just let
day.
It rip when you're in there. Just
take that.
Like dropping the diesel and shit.
No, as soon as I know it's going to sound like that, I flush.
Yeah,
to
too.
Mask it.
Courtesy flush or whatever.
I don't do that. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that poop spray?
Nah.
The poopery?
Yeah, poopery.
That just smells good.
We have it at home, but not at work.
Every girl has that shit in her fucking purse.
I just bought a fucking tushy.
I know, I saw that. Remember you were hesitant before. Yeah. Now you got it? Sponsor us, Hello Tushy.
Oh, right? So that's what goes on your toilet seat?
Yeah. It's a bidet.
Well, how's that feel?
It's good.
You're a little gay now?
Yeah. gay as fuck.
So you're happy.
Fucking
you're
love happy. It now.
You're happy as fuck.
No, it's great.
Clean whistle.
It's great after fucking like drinking for a full weekend, the mad beer shits. Clean as fuck. Like, I feel great now.
How much was it?
$100.
I feel great now.
And so it's easy to.
Yep. It attaches to your hose or whatever.
You just unscrew everything by hand, like unless it's super tight, then you need a wrench. But you shouldn't need a wrench. And it's just it has.
So like it goes into the toilet bowl, right?
No, you're supposed to flush. Like turn off the water, flush, and then unscrew the main hose. It put a splitter in there. Screw it back in,
and then
it
comes to
attach another hose to it, and then attach it to the
seat. Is that water dirty?
Huh? It's water. It's the same water that comes out your pipes. It runs through your whole fucking house.
Oh, okay. See, because I'm curious the toilet water, because isn't that...
No, it goes... The water goes from your pipes to the toilet, like to the
tank. Oh, to the actual
tank.
Yeah, the tank.
But that same water gets split out into...
Your tank and
I just put those pucks inside of that bowl. That shit's cool. It makes it blue.
Yeah.
But I also got this stupid ass light I've had forever. Like at night when you lift it up, it lights it up blue. Stupid ass shit.
I almost bought one of those.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It has low glow on this toilet.
Yeah, have low glow by toilet bitches.
And a camera, so don't shoot it us out.
Fuck that.
I do recommend that shit. My butthole's never been cleaner.
Fuck. I want to think about your butthole.
Well, it's too late
as
now.
As much hair as you have on your back, I do not want to look about your fucking ass.
It's a forest.
It probably creeps out.
I no longer have dingleberries, though, so it's fine.
When he shits, it's like shitting into a hammock and shit.
Yeah.
A hammock of hair. It just rips out of his ass. Disgusting as fuck.
That's why you need a tissue. It fucking cleans it all up.
Let's talk about last weekend.
What happened last weekend?
Fucking the devil came out of you, dude.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
We've seen Eric drunk.
Where were you guys at?
We've all obviously seen Eric drunk.
At his brother's house.
They fucking polished off a keg.
Oh, yeah.
But
me and my brother finished the 5-gallon
keg. But I've never seen Eric throw up.
Never seen him throw up?
No.
Not like that.
No.
Not like that.
No, I think I've seen you do the little throw ups and then you're good again. Like the little fucking sneak throw ups. But
go outside real quick and come back with your eyes watering.
Fucking beer festivals.
No.
You told me those stories.
I always have fucking violent throw ups.
Oh, then it's probably like Tim that did it.
Yeah. Okay. Tim, like.
I've seen you throw up before and you've never thrown up like that.
I always have fucking violent fucking throw ups.
Well, it was it sucked. It was the worst time.
Straight up death metal, like.
Because we knew he was wasted. He was pretty fucking wasted. He had the whole wasted face on, and then we just kept egging him on, and then he'd go to the bathroom, and then he came back, and he seemed a little bit better. We're like, all right, so he's better now. We thought you just took off to go sleep because you're pretty wasted. Came back and you were better, and out of nowhere he looked at the sky, and then decided, like, all right, I'm fucked. Threw up in his front yard, like on the side of the garage.
like a
crazy
movie?
Shit.
Keep in mind, we're in the garage. We're like basically like the same how we are right now. And this fool just like stumbles over there and doesn't say anything. It's just, he's right here. Just, bruh.
I would have threw up.
Dude, I almost did. I had to walk away.
You had to get up.
Because they didn't smell it. I smelt that shit right away. Like, right away, that shit fucking socked me in the fucking nose and shit. I was like, oh, hell no. I walked away, and I was like trying to keep it in, and I heard, bleh, bleh, like, and I almost threw up myself.
It was the worst timing because his brother had a guest over, and they all walked out to leave. Uh-huh. He's like, throwing up there, and then his brother was like, come on, brother, you're embarrassing us. We're supposed to like be fucking like basically say like you're supposed to fucking be able to handle this shit.
But you know what it was? It's because you had already ate. And then you ate again with us. You ate it a little bit with us.
You probably got more full.
Yeah. That's what it was, too. Because, like, that meat, all that meat was bomb as fuck. It was super bomb.
Oh, yeah. But it was really good.
It was super heavy. And the beer wasn't, like, a light beer. It was a heavy beer.
Yeah. What was that?
And then he kept downing
it. Something from Ballast Point. Manta Ray.
Yeah, Manta Ray. It was fucking bomb, actually. It was really good. You guys said it was flat. To me, it wasn't. I thought it was really good.
I think it was flat to us because we were filling up those big ass fucking mugs.
Yeah, but this fool, that shit was fucking ridiculous.
That was a good time though.
Ridiculous.
And I still forgot my ammo box. I kept talking about it and mentioned it 3 times.
I wish you could bring up the video when I was doing the fucking.
Oh, I can't now. It's on my phone.
Yeah.
It's just fucking hilarious. That shit was disgusting.
I don't remember anything after.
Yeah, he took the devil out of him too.
Your brother tapped out out of nowhere. I went inside go to the restroom. Yeah, and he's just sitting there eating chicken.
Yeah, he does.
He's like, "Hey, I'm going to your restroom." He's like, "Go ahead." I was like, "All right, bro, come out." He's like, "Fucking all fucking in a little blanket and shit." I was like, "God damn." Yeah, it's just fucked up.
Hey, we finished the fucking 5-gallon keg.
What time did you guys leave from there?
Not that late.
I always leave beer at your brother's house.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like 11 or some shit.
Damn, what time did you start?
We got there like at 8.
Oh, shit. That's not even that long to do all that.
No, well, they were there.
They were already there doing it. Yeah.
They polished off a keg.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got there and fucking took a couple sips and watched the show, and then we left.
Yeah, I got to his place early and just started drinking.
Almost died.
We went there for the fucking grand finale and we took off.
I was going to say what show, but obviously you're talking about I'm throwing up.
Oh my God, you haven't thrown up at the podcast, right? You've only thrown up when you got home after the podcast.
I don't remember.
I think you told me.
The only two people I know that have thrown up is Slim and fucking Ryan.
Yeah. Slim threw up here?
Yeah.
When?
Someone threw up in the front.
Just last
threw up in the front.
Yeah, my mom was like, threw up. I was like, I don't remember anybody throwing up. But
I remember Ryan threw up last time. Yeah. He tried to blame it on his meat, but he was just
Where is that guy?
We're like, no one else threw up.
Somewhere in the world. Last he was in Indiana for work. But
yeah, I haven't talked to him for a while.
You know what's funny is today, when I was doing that thing, fucking, there's this guy that he puts up cell towers up for Verizon. And he was like saying, you know what's funny? He's like, there's no 5G. There's literally no 5G right now. But everyone thinks this fucking coronavirus thing is 5G. He's like, trust me. And if it is, it's only in a small radius. It can't reach that far. So it's like all we're doing, you know what 5G is we're connecting shit together. So it's not spaced apart anymore. It's just literally fiber together. He's like, and that's what we're trying to do right now. I'm like, that's fucking
it's
hilarious.
It's fucking retarded. Like, it's fucking stupid as fuck.
It's like a marketing ploy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the conspiracy theories are so dumb.
It's like every 5 years, someone has something to freak out about. Like, yeah. I'm sure they did it when the radio first came out, the TV first came out.
Yeah. They did it when cell phones first came out, too. Like, you're getting cancer. Well, you're getting cancer in your brain. No one's gotten fucking brain cancer.
Well,
from
we don't know that.
Headphones. All that shit. I don't even know what LTE is. I never really
I don't know what LTE
cared about
is
shit like that. 4G, I just 3G, know. LTE.
I just get mad when my phone doesn't work. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm happy when my phone doesn't work. I wish we could go back to the days where we didn't have cell phones.
This fucking guy today, the one of the instructors, the main guy, had a flip phone. We're cracking up.
Well, not even that. Just
we're like, there's some freedom to that, though.
Yeah, there's just always...
He's got a burner.
Dude, remember fucking... Like, when someone would invite you somewhere far that you weren't used to going, and like, all right, what's the address? Like, all right, cool, you write it down.
MapQuest, you'd have to like go on your internet, print it out. On,
wait till it dials up, and then print that shit out. First, you got to have ink, because ink was a bitch to get back in the day. Mm-hmm. It still is.
Well, just having a printer was a bitch. Yeah. A lot of people didn't even have printers.
They have the stupid paper. Like, all right,
we would just write our shit down, though.
We used to print it out. They call me MapQuest now.
Rich.
No, we used to go to Little Tony's house.
Little Tony would let us borrow ink all the time. Or let us borrow fucking either paper... For fucking all the time, because we'll run out of paper, or he'll print it out for us.
Oh yeah, paper.
Do you guys ever have to like fill up your ink things with like an injector?
I did it, but and then I just didn't do it anymore. It was easier just getting the cartridge. Mm. I guess they were both easy, but we just got the cartridge. I remember going to those fucking computer stores all the time, and thinking how cool like the fucking like the, I guess like a Corus computer is like a gaming computer when they have these like crazy cooling and lights inside of them, and I'm like, damn, that shit must be so fast.
They used to have
and
like
that
all
computer
kinds
now
of
is probably just
like all kinds of shit on the walls too, huh? Yeah. The stores like all kinds of like little pieces everywhere, like what's that for? Oh, it's for that's how it was today when I went to the RC store. Like there was all kinds of random ass shit all over the walls. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And I just kept asking mad questions. I don't know what the fuck I'm What
you should have brought it here. No, we fucking
oh, it's charging.
Is there a brand for RC cars that is
Trax?
Like
Trax the best? And something else.
Trax is actually
one of the best ones. And there's something else too.
They sponsor a lot of off-road shit.
What's it called?
Really?
Yeah, like all the Trax sponsored fucking.
So what does the car come with though?
Like depending on what you want. Stuff. Depending on what you're looking for.
So it's like a skateboard. You're going. You put everything together.
Well, everything comes with the shocks, of course, the body, all that shit. But some of them don't come
what
with
about
batteries
the shell
and the charger. The shell.
Oh, you I thought just it was gas.
No, electric. Electric's,
it's electric?
Yeah, they're fast.
It's actually better because the gas, you have to do all kinds of
maintenance
to it and fucking all kinds of
like a regular
shit.
Car.
Yeah. But you go in there.
When you race them.
Yeah, you go in there and you're just like fucking kid at a candy store. You know what the fuck you're looking at. But everything's so dope. Like, I was going to get a 1975 Camaro SS fucking for $300.
The body?
Like, yeah, well, the whole thing. But then I had to pay another $90 separate for the battery and some other shit. I didn't understand what the fuck I was buying. But then my brother-in-law was like, oh, look around. I was like, yeah, you're right. Started looking around, started asking questions, and they're talking to you like you know your shit. And I'm just like, hey, I don't know what the fuck this is. Like, and they're explaining shit like if they're like scientists. And I'm like, bro, chill the fuck out. Like, you're working at a fucking RC store. Like, relax. Tame it down a little bit, you know? And some guy was like, you want to buy a boat? I was like, some old dude was sitting there, right? Well, was not sitting there, but standing next to me because I was looking at this Bronco. The Bronco was like $300.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I might pull the trigger. And then my head's like, don't do it, Johnny. Don't do it. You know? And this guy's, you want to buy a boat, man? And I was like, oh, I don't know. He's like, you
take
should. He's like, you should. These things are fucking awesome. Like, he was so, like, happy about it and shit. And I was like, are you going to buy a bow? He's like, no, nah, man, I can't afford it. I was like, what the fuck? But yeah,
so you can't just buy a, like the no, you mechanics can buy, and just buy a body, no, any type of body?
Everything, you could buy everything together. Everything comes together in the box. Like a RC car you buy at Toys R Us. Mm-hmm. Like everything comes together, but some things don't come. Some cars don't come with the remote, which is the high-end cars, and the battery sometimes. And the charger.
But I get but what I'm you're talking saying. About how you're just he basically wants to build it.
Yeah, yeah. You can oh, you want to build it, it.
You can piece it out.
But then also, once you have it built, you can just add any type of like. Yeah, yeah. You can add the Bronco. You can move the
they
add
sell,
the Camaro.
They sell everything there. You can sell, they sell everything there from shocks to fucking wires to whatever. To you want to build your shit from the ground up, you can.
Did you see the drifters? The little plastic tires that drift? My buddy had one of those.
Yeah. I saw the
fucking
rock crawlers.
Subarus or what?
Yeah, I was going to get those Subarus.
Dude, they literally have Honda Civics. Like little fucking rice rockets, little souped up like that.
So my brother-in-law got it in my head like 2 weeks ago. Like, oh, let's get one, this and that. And he went yesterday and he bought a Trax one, like an off-road truck.
Yeah.
And it's like this big. It's fucking big, right? He had to buy an extra charger, I believe, and it came with the battery. Oh no, he had to buy the battery also. So he's like, "Yeah, dude, it was like two something, close to $300."
Yeah.
And I was like, "All right, cool, whatever." And then in my head, I was like, "All right, don't spend more than $230." Like, right. So I go in there, whatever, and then I start asking questions. I started looking at shit. I started looking at the boxes. I know he just went in there because he saw what he wanted and he bought it, right? But I went in there and just look around, being kind of cheap too. Same time, like, I don't really want to spend too much.
Well, yeah, it's a fucking toy. You don't even know if you like it or not.
I was like, I'm going to get something that I'm just going to fuck around with. And then, you know, if I like it, I would start building up. And I saw this little one. It was like $100. It goes 30 miles per hour. It comes with everything you need. And
starter
the same,
kit, basically.
Yeah, and the same guy with the whole boat thing, he was like, dude, you could build those up to be better than those. I was like, hell yeah. So I bought it, right? And I'm like, okay, cool. We go home, and I start test driving. My brother-in-law just looks at me. He's like, fuck, dude, I fucked up. Your shit's dope. And this is smaller and this and that. And then next thing you know, my little brother comes out the house and fucking throws his shit down because he went and he didn't tell us. He spent close to $300, but that shit goes 50 miles per hour. God damn, dude.
Now I have to get one.
That motherfucker shat on all of us. This shit went, whoop, and I was like, where is it at? Oh, you see that little thing over there? That's where it's at. Like, this shit was...
What'd you guys do it at? Just in front of the house?
In front of the house. Like, all three of us were like a bunch of idiots.
Is there one that have controllers kind of like
isn't the wheel shit one? That
yeah, it's the I know, but it's the stick with the little wheel.
They would look sick if they had them like the shit that flies in the sky.
The drones.
If you can control it like that,
you
that'd
can.
Be fucking
you
ill.
You can, because I think my little brother was trying to buy an action steering wheel, and he could just go like this with it. And
or even
shit.
Just your how they have like your phone I or like
put
a screen.
I want to put a GoPro on that shit. That shit would be dope. Like mine's like a little razor. Mine's a little razor, has a little guy in it. And then and it fucking has lights and shit. But theirs are all like legit as fuck. See, it looks like a little mouse running around next to theirs. But it keeps up.
So what was the Bigfoot one I was asking you earlier? Cause that's
the
one
Bigfoot
I want.
One was like, remember back in the day, the one we had, you sit in it?
Yeah.
Exactly like that. But I don't know how fast it was. I didn't ask.
That's what I want to know. I want to know if it's a rock climber type deal, no, like off-road, or is it a speed? Because it's supposed to be a monster truck, because Bigfoot was a monster truck. So
I don't think it's a rock climbing one, because the rock climbing one goes 15 miles per hour, because you need to climb rocks and shit. You need to be like James, going with bike trails and shit, you know?
Yeah.
So you got to do it slow
over
and shit.
Over the curves and stuff.
Over the curves and all that. So on the other ones, like, they go up from, I think it's 20 miles per hour, all the way up to like 60. And then you could upgrade them to go, I don't know how fast.
Because when I was a kid, my dad got me a Bigfoot monster truck, but it's like the ones you sit in. You know how everyone has the Jeeps and Escalades? Like, I liked all that shit since I was a kid, the monster trucks. And fucking he gets that shit and like surprise the last gift type thing. That shit was fucking dope. And it's all retro looking. I think we ended up fucking taking it down the hill behind Novi and fucking getting it in, fucking it up. I think we just left it there afterwards. But yeah,
but those things are pretty badass. Like, they have like little tanks, little fucking. It's just dope ass shit, dude. It's something.
Well, the airplane ones are dope too.
Oh, the airplane ones
are
dope.
I was gonna buy one too when I grew
up. I just
up.
Got it because, like, I mean, why not? Like, you know, it's just something different, something to do.
No, now that we all have one, we can fucking go and.
Oh, you bought one?
Well, I'm going to get home.
And plus, I have the
helicopter. It's already locked in.
Plus, I have the helicopter, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Those helicopters are dope too.
So I mean, after I saw Renee's, I was like, man, I'm gonna get one now too.
But let's return it.
No, you can't. There's no return. Oh, fuck. Can't return them. Have to use it. But no, hell no. Martin. My shit's tight.
What, the helicopter?
No, the fucking car. You can give it to your kids.
Awesome. Yeah. 50, 75. You already used it. Boy, I put you it, said it was 100.
I put new stickers on it.
Fuck the stickers.
25 bucks.
You said it was 100 bucks.
It was. But for you, it's 130. No, hell no. My little car is tight. That's deal. Just tight as fuck. No, that's just fun.
That's half my gun right there.
It was funny, too, because I was researching it, and I found out that there's some dude. Well, I kind of knew for a while, but I didn't know to talk to this dude from work. I'm sorry, guy, if you ever listen to this podcast. But he's a world champion in this shit. Like what he's the fuck? Yeah, like he's super into it, and he's won it like a couple times, and that he told me where to go, and it was that place that we went to.
Oh, and
so I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, you probably could have bought one off of him that he had.
No, he has like the expensive gas ones. He spent like $600, $700.
Yeah, but they always have multiple ones that have. Yeah,
my
used.
Old coworker, fucking way back in there, Todd, he used to race them and go to those tracks, those indoor tracks where you fucking race them. But I always wanted to get them. Cause I used to go to it was Hobby People's right there in Indiana. I don't know if you guys remember that story. You remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when I was like, fuck, this is dope. But they had like the badass old World War II planes and all that shit.
They had the
but
same
it was just
thing.
So expensive, obviously, when you're a kid, too. Like, now I can see what's up.
They had this badass one. Like, it was like a lifted truck. And the suspension on these things are sick. Like, the little one I have, the suspension is fucking sick. But this truck had the fucking, like, the tracks. Like, the snow tracks.
Yeah.
Like Ken Block does, you know, like all that shit. That shit's dope. But people, the guy was telling me, he's like, yeah, you could take this to the snow. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, they do races in the snow in these. And I was like, damn.
Because they have the little things on the tires, right? There's skills to show you there's
fucking hobbies and like
yeah, little there's a scene everywhere. For everything. Yeah. I was like, okay, cool.
It was crazy. You
so
fucking.
I guess I'm in the RC world now.
You're in it now.
RC like, Cola and all of it.
All of it. Sponsor us.
You know how like, I mean, I don't know if it's just my experience. You ever notice that like emo kids are always good at something? Like they
what
just
do you consider
in.
Emo kids?
Like the fucking Martin. Dudes that wear all black with their fucking shit hair in front of their face, you know, straight emo kids. But anyways, fucking there's this girl. She looked like that at the fucking tactical class today. She was probably one of the best shots. And you would never think that. Fucking her stance is badass. Like, you can tell, like, this is what she's into. But it's just like, if you saw her, you would never guess.
She's probably doing the Columbine. That's what she's training for.
Fuck, I hope not.
No, she just grew up on
the
Matrix.
She would hit every shot.
On what?
On the Matrix.
On the Matrix. Fuck. I don't know. She might be the next one.
The next one.
You might see her in the news a couple months from now. Fucked up, but can't trust these people.
Yeah, as long as I'm not there, because she's hitting you. Fucking. What about you, Eric? You got any fucking things you want to buy?
Things that I want to buy.
Actually, Steppy outside an Asian told wife. Us that he's gonna get his classes to fucking for knife battle.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
Oh shit.
So knife fighting.
Knife fighting. We're gonna be fucking.
tactical knife fighting.
Hell yeah.
That's a sword.
A sword, sir.
Well, fuck, what's a sword but a big ass knife?
What's a sword to a knife? Yeah. What's a knife to a sword?
That shit's heavy as fuck.
You probably stab one faster before he's able to swing that shit.
Yeah, but by the time it hits you, I'll fucking arm's fucking broken. That shit will break your arm. Like that shit, if it hits you.
Remember when you were able to buy pogs and you could buy a fucking ninja star and shit? At
oh,
those
yeah,
places?
This was sick.
You still
the
buy
slammers?
Ninja star.
But I'm just saying, it's crazy how you could just buy shit like that.
Oh, like
just
an actual...
Like a child.
Have you ever been to that place inside, like, the mall? I don't know if it's at this mall, but the Marina Valley Mall. They have those fucking stores where they sell the swords and crazy knives and ninja stars.
Nunchucks. Yeah, there was one here, too.
Yeah, there was one right back
then.
They
sold cigars, but they also sold, like, a bunch
picture
of swords
frames,
and
shit.
Yeah.
Like, shit like
that's how this place was. They sold RC cars, but they also sold fucking vacuums. Like, you walk in, it's vacuums, and then you see a bunch of RC cars. Like,
so that's how they stayed
motors
in business.
Motors are motors.
They stayed in business because they said they were an essential business because of the vacuums. That's crazy.
I used to sell. I used to not sell. I used to make my own ninja stars.
What the fuck? How?
Out of nails and tape.
Oh shit!
Nails and
origami.
Hmm. Yeah, like I used to make like
nails.
a little ball out of tape, and then put nails in it, like all the way around, and then put more tape around it, and just use that to like fucking throw.
I thought you were.
I used to do that shit with gardening gloves. I used to fucking put a bunch of nails.
That was the Freddy Krueger thing we used to do.
And just have a bunch of fucking nails and shit. And we used to do that when we used to do our weapons in the backyard.
Yeah,
like we used to do with our neighbors. We used to do secret weapons in case we ever get in a fight in the neighborhood. All the neighbors would go to their backyard and grab all the little secret weapons. Yeah, Freddy
Krueger glove. We were fucking kids. I was probably like 5 years old.
Yeah, we used to like go in the backyard, grab a big ass chain, secret weapon, grab the chain, fucking spray paint it gold, new weapon.
Dude, I used to have a bunch of those. I just fucking throw them against the garage door. With the ninja stars? Yeah.
You ever seen when someone makes it out of fucking paper, origami?
Oh, yeah.
Tight.
And they fucking, it's actually sharp. But going back to what he was saying, like we would have our cousins come over, the neighborhood kids, and then the only reason you could fucking hang out and join the crew was we had a fucking a jungle gym in the backyard. So as you're going over the fucking monkey bars, we would throw shit at you and try to knock you down. And if you made it to the other side, then you can go and make a secret weapon with us. So we had this gold spray can, and we'd sharpen fucking sticks and make fucking shanks and had all kinds of stupid weapons.
And we would
hide them in the back.
I remember this.
This is fucking Mexicans. Kids.
Yeah, dude. We moved into
that's why we moved
prison. They're getting ready for prison.
We moved into the new neighborhood.
And that's why it's like
when we met Tony and Dennis. And then they were fucking like these guys never went outside. So, but we were like adventurous as fuck. So we already knew about Twin Palms. Then we took them to Twin Palms. Like, all right, guys, so you do this course, you're going to get something. Like, oh, what the fuck? And then we did this little course thing, the little track in Twin Palms. And when we got back to the house, I remember I just grabbed sticks and I grabbed a knife, and Dennis and Tony and Alfonso just looked at me like, what the fuck? He has a knife?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man.
We were crazy because we knew how to cut.
And I started sharpening sticks. Like, here, man, you get this shit because you did the track. And they were like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I was 7 years old at that time.
Oh, damn.
And at that age, I was already fucking going to Twin Palms by myself. Just fucking... Yeah. Taking off. It's fucking nuts.
Imagine your kids doing that, though.
How old's your kid?
8 and 4.
Fuck,
I don't see any kids. I don't see kids riding
Where's
their bikes nowadays,
at
period, though.
Fear, chicken. And watch them get all crazy.
I think at 8, we already had ramps. My dad built us fucking ramps. But I think at 5, remember we built the jumps out of bricks and then fucking plywood, and then we'd stack up my dad's beer cans and soda cans. And you just fucking jump over them or crash into them.
Dude, we were wild kids, dude.
Yeah.
Especially when we used to go to Rosarito with my grandpa's neighborhood.
I think that's what made us crazy. Fireworks.
Fireworks,
letting
dude.
Us play with fireworks
they
a little.
They fucking knew. Like, I know our fucking aunts and uncles hated us for sure. And every time they seen us at a party, like, oh, there goes these fucking traviesos. Like, these fucking kids.
But we were
are
also dumb as
stupid.
Fuck. I'd be pissed at us. We would fucking, because across the field, there would be a bunch of fucking rocks and gravel. We'd put M80s under gravel, and it would hit all our fucking cars.
Oh, fuck.
There's this one time that I had a palomita. So it's like, it looks like a little ninja star.
Yeah.
It was like a little flat piece of paper, but those motherfuckers were strong as fuck. And I threw that shit into a field. It was one of my grandpa's parties.
Grandpa's birthday, I think.
Yeah, it was my grandpa's birthday. And everyone was, like, dancing La Macarena and shit. Right? And next you know, fucking, hey, there's a fire! Like, what? They all turn around. They just see a fucking fire across the street.
And then all my goes turn into firemen.
Yeah. And then my fucking stupid ass still fucking around with fireworks while they're turning it off. And I threw one at my uncle.
And it burned his shirt.
And his fucking shirt caught on fire. They were like, this fucking demon kid. God damn. That was probably 11 or 12. Like, I don't give a fuck. But the most fucked up part was because, like, well, my grandpa's neighborhood out there in Rosarito, all like a lot of my uncles and aunts, they built their houses, right? In that same neighborhood. So that
it
street
really
was like,
it was dope.
It was just family. And
like, we have land there too.
And we have land there. And, and I think it was one of my aunt's cousins, or I don't know, someone related to the family would take care of the houses when everyone else would leave, besides my grandpa. He lived there, right? So this person took care of all the houses while people were gone, and, you know, in the weekend, everyone would show up. And I guess they were stacking up money, and they bought the land directly across the street from my grandpa's house, so everyone was, like, kind of helping them out and whatever. And they lived out there, so, you know, they didn't have the money to make these big-ass houses like my aunts and uncles and... You know, everyone did.
I'm talking about huge houses.
Huge fucking houses, dude. Like, these things are massive still. And
Another ruins, like because no one goes there.
Because no one goes there and shit.
And it's right by the beach. Well, not like right by the beach, but like 15.
Give us the keys minutes. Right away. But but these people, like, of course, struggled to build this house and whatever. And like I remember they were doing the construction and the poles for like the. For like the plumbing system, oh, they were putting it up, and my stupid ass fucking shows up with a bag of A-Mateys, and I start throwing A-Mateys in these tubes all throughout the land and blow up all the tubes and shit.
So think about the plumbing.
Yeah, they have
to redig that shit and take it out
and pull all this shit out and redid it. I was like, God damn! I remember they were asking everyone, like, who did it? Did you guys see? Like, nah, we don't know who the fuck it was, but of course they fucking knew it was me. Like that fucking fat little boy over there. Fuck that motherfucker! Because I know they would see us. Yeah. I know they would see us in the front.
You cost them thousands of dollars.
Yeah, like. for sure.
Well, I mean, it's Mexico.
No, it's Mexico.
Hundreds of dollars.
For like them, it was thousands. For them, it was thousands.
Yeah, for them, it's thousands.
Because I'm sure they will see us like just out there fucking around with fucking palomitas and
money they make making out there
smoke
so
and
crazy.
Me standing there acting like the Undertaker and shit with all the smoke coming out. Like, remember we used to do that?
Yeah.
Like, act like the Undertaker. And then fucking fireworks behind us.
It's fucked up how much money they make. Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, I think recently we went. And because we have a plot of land, right? Like, because all the, like, there's houses of uncles and grandpa and all that stuff. My dad bought a plot of land right next to my grandpa's house. And so the fucking, it grows with weeds and all this shit from time to time. And so there's a neighborhood kid there who just come out because everyone there pays a lady to watch over all the, and she fucking built a house out of all the money people gave her over the years. So everyone pays her to fucking take care of the property because there's thieves out there and all that shit. And she watches over all the houses. And now she has her own dope ass house. But long story short, I remember the guy was like, oh, yeah, I work at this restaurant. And he went, and then my dad was like, oh, you know, how much do you make a week? And it was like $5 or something ridiculous like that. And he's trying to pay for college. I think my dad gave him like $20 and that like covered everything. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, then he told him to clean it out and he gave him $100.
Just told him to clean it. Yeah, and they gave him more. But it's like, that's fucking nuts. Cops out there, I think, only make like $100 a month or some shit. Like that.
Yeah, right. Fucking Memorial Day weekend or bike weekend, they make a lot more. Oh, those motherfuckers will pull you over. Like, hey, how much money you got?
That's why bribery. And shit.
I remember the first time I got pulled over there, I made the mistake and tell him how much money I actually had in my pocket. I was like, yeah, I have $60 in my pocket. Oh, do you? Can you get 70? Like, no, I only got 60 in my pocket. Oh, well, let me have it. If not, you're gonna spend a night in jail. Like, oh fuck. Yeah. Like here, fuck. Yeah.
I remember they took $100 from Drunky one time.
Yeah. Oh, with the army?
Yeah, the army pulled us over.
The army pulled us over.
He was he had my butterfly knife. And he was cutting oranges with it. He really wanted to use my butterfly knife for whatever reason. They took it away from
him. They knew we were coming too because we got into some shit in the sand dunes.
Fuck.
And they fucking chased us out.
I just got some bad news. I probably shouldn't say it on the podcast.
I need to go pee anyways.
It's about art.
But yeah. They chased us. They found us.
And I gotta go pee.
They murdered us. Rest in peace, everyone.
Let's wrap this up. 7125media.com. We're out.